Annie Dugan is joining us this morning as our host of Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Having Annie on right after we had a conversation with Jason just kind of reminds me how lucky we are to have the most awesome community members who enrich this show with their expertise. Gosh, I got the best job in the whole world.
Are you going to ask me for a favor now, Lisa?
Nope. Nope. Hey, look, if I didn't ask Jason for a puppy, I'm not asking anybody for favors yet. But I'm keeping my options open.
You just buttered me up so much. I figured there was something down the line.
I'm waiting for you guys to start raising sheep.
Oh, I'm first goat, then sheep.
And then little lambs. Little lambs.
Oh,
I want a little
lamb.
I know. So what's going on art-wise, my dear?
Well, I am so excited for a special event this Tuesday evening. Brian Barber is one of my all-time favorite artists in our community. I think he has this, you know, when we think about the voice of our Northland, we think about sort of quirky humor, sort of dry, somewhat twisted humor as well sometimes. And Brian Barber's animation, his graphic art, has been interwoven into logos, into advertising materials that we see, and also books and just general things that make us happy. I'm thinking of last year when the pandemic started, he did a draw-along series where you could draw 1950s Monte Carlo along with him in, you know, less than 2 minutes. He's just a wonderful voice for our community. And this Tuesday at 6 p.m., he is part of the University of Minnesota Duluth's Visual Arts and Culture Lecture Series. So he is doing a presentation over Zoom. These were always just wonderful events, and the UMD Fine Arts has moved them to Zoom. So go to either Brian Barber's Facebook page or the UMD Fine Arts page, and you'll find a link to Brian Barber's presentation at 6 p.m. this Tuesday evening. It makes me happy seeing Brian Barber's work, and certainly we deserve to be happy this time of year. So check that out. I also want to mention you have been doing Bear Grease updates, and there's a really, really important show on view at the aquarium, the Bear Grease Art Exhibition. And, you know, talk about capturing the exuberance of a moment and the intensity of racing. My husband and I just finished the Netflix series The Last Dance, all about basketball and the kind of excitement that you get. And, you know, people follow sports for a reason. And the Bear Grease, brings drama. It brings all of these amazing stories. And so, of course, artists are going to find inspiration and engagement with that. So you get the sort of the excitement of the starting line, the intensity of it all. You get sort of the what these athletes, both human and dogs, are going through. And I love this art show because it includes not only photography, but also all sorts of other mediums. I'm thinking like Nancy Ensley's watercolors, you know, to capture that kind of exuberance in photography is amazing, but then also to take that with you and then create something sort of after the fact is also really amazing in its own right as well. So
well, I have to say that Nancy cheats. And the reason that I'm saying she cheats is because Nancy has been a musher and for fun. And the sled dogs are lying all around her house.
Oh, I love it.
So her models for her gorgeous watercolors, you know, she can put them into the appropriate poses and she can set them in the appropriate scenes because she's been there. But in terms of capturing that moment, you know, they're right there on the couch. You know, she can be like, honey, lift your head. I want to take a look. Lift your head. No, look the other way.
I love it.
It's fabulous.
Well, good art comes from what you know. And
yes.
So I love that she's drawing upon that. And you've actually purchased work from this exhibition before.
I did. I have to say, and it happened to me again. This is going to happen to me every single year that I go to the Bear Grease. The spirit of John Bear Grease, after whom, of course, the race was inspired by John Bear Grease, named after him. The spirit of John Bear Grease is assigned honorary bib number one, and the spirit of John Bear Grease is allowed to go first at the beginning of every full marathon. And it never fails to choke me up. It is such a moving moment to me. It never fails to choke me up. Jason Rice's son, Carter, photographed a team going by, and the team, it's photographed so slowly, the shutter speed is so slow, that the team and the dogs are just a bare hint. And every time I look at that photograph, to me, that is the spirit of John Bear Grease moving through the woods. And I finally found a beautiful live edge frame because I knew exactly the frame that I wanted. I just couldn't find it. And I finally found the perfect frame for it. And I'm every time I look at that picture, I'm moved, I'm touched, I'm reminded again what art does. It's the thing you look at on your wall that makes you stop and something inside kind of goes thump.
I love it. I love it. That's beautiful. That should be, we should all have work like that, create work like that, see work like that. We all deserve it, and we all need to reflect that part of our world back.
When you find it, there is a part of what art is and can do and means that opens up to you that up until then has just been words. And you want to be a good, astute person, and you talk about the importance of art. But until you encounter, and I've had that happen on two memorable times, until you have that encounter with art that strikes you right to your core, all of a sudden, then you get it. Then you go, oh, I get what this is for. This is to make you feel like this. I get it now. So the more you look, the better your chances are of finding these things that speak to you in a way that nothing has before.
What a great message. The more you look.
Yeah.
Not the more you know or the more you see. It's the more you
the
look.
The more you
so
look.
Everyone, look out.
Got it. Well, there is indeed a lot. The Bear Grease art exhibit, if I don't remember the actual dates now, but it's usually up, I think, until March. And so folks will have the opportunity to go. A lot of the race happens, you know, kind of behind the scenes. It's not really a public space that it's really easy for people to get to in the first place, even a non-pandemic year. And of course, this year, you know, so a lot of the race is kind of run with very few observers. And this is a great way to kind of get behind the scenes a little bit and see how it works and get up close to the sleds and the dogs in motion in a way that you can't when they're actually in motion.
Great point, Lisa.
So there's that. That'll be going through March. And who doesn't need quirky, dry, twisted humor at this point?
We all do.
Absolutely.
And
by tomorrow night, the marathon will be over. And so we can put Brian Barber's Zoom presentation on our calendar and say, all right, I'm laughing now. I can make it through the next couple of weeks. I'll be fine.
Exactly.
Shall we talk again next week just for giggles?
That sounds lovely. Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Thanks, Annie. Annie Dugan this morning, our guest on Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays here on 103.3 KUMD.